We're going to speak now to Dr. Nick West from the Centenary Institute. It reports today that six customs officers have caught tuberculosis, also known as TB, from boat people. The Community and Public Sector Union revealed the details of the infection as part of a wage dispute. The union's concerned about the diseases being caught by border protection officials when they come into contact with illegal immigrants. The union wants the border protection officials to be paid more due to the risk of illness and injury. But just how dangerous is tuberculosis and how do you catch it? Dr. Nick West is from the Centenary Institute, which conducts research into rare illnesses such as TB. Dr. Nick, what is tuberculosis?
Hi, Stephen. Tuberculosis is a disease of the lung, and it's caused by a bacteria, which is it's a highly contagious disease that you would contract just simply by breathing in after somebody nearby had coughed who was infected with the disease.
But I thought it had been eradicated.
Yeah, that's a very common comment that we have, and a lot of people, especially in developed countries like Australia, do think that tuberculosis has been eradicated. But in fact, there's some statistics that would shock, I think, all of your listeners, and that is that in fact 1/3 of the world's population, nearly 2 billion people, are in fact infected with this bacteria that will cause TB. And there's 9 million new cases of tuberculosis each year, and it really does result in nearly 2 million deaths. So it's a huge problem around the world, and it really is a global problem.
Why isn't it that common in Australia?
In Australia, it's really, there's a lot of reasons for that, and one reason is I think that we've been very vigilant in our control of TB going back 50 years to where we would screen routinely all of the population by mobile X-ray vans. Some people would remember that. And also we have good access to drugs and we're able to administer drugs in a controlled fashion. Also, TB does tend to really concentrate on highly populated and high density areas and countries of really where poverty is the mainstay, and that perpetuates a lot of problems and problems that we don't see in Australia in that regard.
When I think of tuberculosis, I think about it as something poets got in the 19th century after visiting the slums of London. Is it a disease that's been under control?
Look, that's true. A lot of people do have that feeling about TB. We control it in Australia, and other parts of the world can do. We relatively have low incidences of tuberculosis in this country. We actually have about 1,200 cases a year of active TB, which is still higher than we would like, but it's comparatively very low. So it is controllable. And the important thing to remember is that tuberculosis is a treatable disease. So if somebody was to have active TB, you are able to get antibiotics to cure it. That is, if the strain of tuberculosis that you have is susceptible to the drugs that we currently use. And that's another issue in the country is that around the world we're trying to develop new drugs because of the multiple drug resistant problem that's emerging. That is TB, which is essentially untreatable with the drugs that we have. So we desperately need to find new antibiotics so that we can continue to control it.
And what's causing the resurgence that seems to be around at the moment?
Yeah, the resurgence is basically comes down to the fact that the treatment protocol, or the amount of time that you need to take the drugs should you get sick, is up to 6 months. Now, people don't like taking antibiotics for 1 to 2 weeks. They can imagine having to take it for 6 months. And what happens is people don't take it for 6 months and they stop taking their drugs. And when you stop taking your drugs, the bacteria actually become resistant to those antibiotics, and then those people are still sick, and so they will spread and pass on a resistant strain to others. And that's really the reason why there's such a resurgence, is that our drugs are less effective, but the bacteria is still as contagious,
so
as infectious as was.
Just finally, looking at the resistance to antibiotics that you talk about, how do we overcome that?
Well, really, the way that we have done it in the globally in the last few years is through a system called Directly Observed Therapy Short Course, which is a long name for basically saying that when people take drugs, they need to be observed. So there is a specific management of drug distribution and getting people to actually take their drugs, which does have a big effect. But the thing which is the most important now is that we get new drugs, because there hasn't been a new drug licensed for tuberculosis in nearly 60 years. So we really are on the verge of requiring something new and something more effective. So, you know, research that we're doing at the Centenary Institute and within the group is of paramount importance, not only within Australia, but globally. If we're going to do something about the enormous burden of TB in the world, then we really need to address this resistance and drug resistance issue.
Dr. Nick West from the Centenary Institute, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.